Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 2 for Tuesday. Who requested the Michael Jackson?
It's coming to us from the 773.
773 area code. Okay. All right, before we get to the other music topics that we were going to talk about, so I was just brought to me. Explain what we're going to do here.
So Thrillist, a website that covers food, dining, and a bunch of other stuff,
right,
said that the White Castle Impossible Burger is the best of the Impossible Burgers that are out there. So what I wanted to see was if, A, that was true, if it was as good as they say, and B, see if you could tell the difference between an Impossible slider and a regular slider from White Castle.
So I've got three White Castle sliders in front of me right now. Two of them are Impossible, which means they're not meat.
Correct.
It's the plant-based thing. So this is a taste test that we're doing. Okay. I will try burger number one. I will say this, though. I think I know which ones are the Impossible burgers just by the way they look. Because I know my sliders. you know what I mean? I've had a lot of White Castle sliders in my day. So
sure.
I think I kind of visually, but I want to taste them anyway. So here we go. All right. So here's the first one, burger number one. Let's see. All right. You may as well talk because I'm going to be chewing.
Yeah. So I find it interesting that White Castle came out on top because, you know, you've got other chains that are better known for better burgers. I like a good White Castle slider, but it's not necessarily on the top of my favorite burgers. It's
okay. It's good.
It's good.
It's not meat.
You can tell.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Interesting.
So this is number one. Is not? Do we know?
I know which ones are which.
Okay. So the second one, I'll take a bite of this one.
I really was kind of hoping that it would be much trickier.
What I'm eating now is a slider.
Okay.
That's meat. So the first one wasn't. This one's definitely meat. Or whatever they serve it at White Castle.
Meat-based product.
All right, so here's the third one.
There we go.
I can definitely taste the difference.
Yeah?
Number one and number three were the Impossible.
Correct.
Number two is the meat.
Now,
I can taste the difference.
Okay. Now, do you feel that the Impossible burger is good? Like, do you like the Impossible?
It's
good
tasty.
Enough?
It's just not meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell.
Is it the taste of it, the consistency?
There's a texture of it. It's mostly the texture of it. Like, as soon as I bit into it, I was like, this is fake meat. But it's not bad. I mean, it tastes good. It tastes like a slider. There's a little bit. There's a little bit of an aftertaste with the with the Impossible.
And is it like is it kind of planty, or it's like you can?
I mean, it does have. I mean, there's a beefish flavor to it. But immediately I knew it wasn't meat. I mean, I knew it wasn't beef, and I don't know really how to describe it. Like I said, texture's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the patty's thicker. The patty's thicker than the Impossible patty is thicker than the regular.
That was the first thing I noticed looking at it. I was like, okay, these are.
Oh, and also, I just took the bun off to look at the patty. It doesn't have the five holes in it.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Because the
White Castle patties have those five holes in it where they steam. Because they steam the patties, they steam fry them with the onions. And yeah, I mean, that would be the dead giveaway. If I would have just looked and it didn't have the five holes, I'd be like, well, clearly that's not the real thing. So,
a dead giveaway, the five holes. But it is a good substitute, although it is very obvious that it is in fact a substitute.
Let me just say this: it tastes good. Doesn't taste as good as the real slider, which I'm eating right now. I chose to go back and dig into the real slider.
Get the real thing.
And you know what? What's great about this is that I'm eating a slider, and it's 3:38 in the morning, which is the exact correct time to eat a slider. The only difference is I'm sober. I can't tell you the number of times that I would be at Addison and Kedzie at like 3:30 in the morning. Back when I was a drinking man. You know, because the Factory Theater used to be over on Elston.
Of course,
yeah. At the Prop Theater. That's mm-hmm. where we did our shows. And there was Chief O'Neill's, the Irish pub, right across the street. And we would close that place and then end up going to Christine's. You ever go to Christine's?
Yes, I have been to Christine's.
Christine's is on Kedzie?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it's Kedzie. And they were known for their $2 Guinness. So, yeah, that was a 4 o'clock joint.
Wow, what a thing to be known for.
$2. I don't think it's $2 anymore.
Yeah, when I went there, it was definitely not $2 Guinness.
But no, they had it every night.
Really?
$2 Guinness every night.
But how long ago was that?
Jeez, I haven't had a drink in years. Yeah. But it was a while ago when we were. Yeah, no, we were up there between 2000. Boy, between like 2004, and then when I left the company in 2011. So, yeah. So that was a while ago. It was 8 or 9 years ago. But Christine's used to have $2 Guinness, which is, you know, awesome, except that when you order a $2 Guinness, they don't pour it correctly. Like, you don't get the correct Guinness pour. They just, because they're slamming through them. They're going through so much Guinness that it's just like, they fill, you know, like, boom. And so you got a head the size of Cleveland on the top of your, up on the top of your Guinness. It's not a properly poured Guinness at all. But it's $2. So, anyway, I'm looking at the burger itself, and you could tell that it's not a meat product. The patty itself, it's got a different texture than the beef. It's thicker than the regular slider, but it's got the pickle and the cheese. And so on, and it tastes good. It does. It's just that I immediately knew that it was not beef, but it does taste good. So this is the first time I've ever tried any of the Impossible stuff. They had it last year or so. We went out, but my old producer Dan Chagrou and I went out and met a friend of the show and actor Stephen Tobolowsky. He was in town. And we met for dinner, and we went to the what was the name of the restaurant in the Trib Building? Howells and Hood, right?
Yeah, named after the architects,
right? The guys who designed the building, right? Well, we went out to dinner with, not the name drop or anything, but we went out to dinner with Stephen Tobolowsky. Yeah, and Dan had the Impossible Burger there. He had the Impossible Burger, and he said it was really good. And I've heard, you know, Impossible Burgers and Impossible, you know, whatever the hell they're calling it, is the plant substitute stuff is working out. And obviously, everybody went nuts over the Whopper. You couldn't watch TV without every 5 minutes one of those Impossible Whopper commercials came on. But it's not bad.
Yeah. So, Bob Fukuda here pointed out that it uses a different type of cheese.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's a smoked cheddar.
Really? Just on the Impossible Burger? Well, now I have to take one more bite.
Got taste for the cheese.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's not meat. It's not meat, man. I don't know people who get fooled by it. I don't know. Now, to be honest, this is the first time I've ever tried it, and it could be different. You know, like you said, Thrillist is the website that said that White Castle are the best.
Yeah.
People did go nuts over the Whopper.
Yes.
I didn't try that, but I can definitely tell that that's not meat.
I did. The only time I've ever seen someone eat one, though, the Impossible Whopper, was I was at the airport, and, you know, you're getting fast food at the airport, and I saw someone get the Impossible Whopper. They ordered it with all the fixings, tomato, lettuce, whatever, and bacon on it.
What?
I was like, what's the point of that? You just ordered a meatless burger and you put bacon on it.
With, like, real bacon?
Yeah, real bacon.
Not fake bacon?
No, real bacon.
What's the purpose of that?
I don't know. I actually asked them. I was like, did you just order an Impossible Whopper with bacon on it? And they said, yeah. Like, well, why didn't you just get a regular Whopper?
Get a regular Whopper.
Well, I'm trying to watch my meat intake.
So you put
you
bacon,
put bacon on it.
You're not watching your meat intake if you're eating bacon.
Albany's a weird place. Albany, New York is a weird place.
It was in Albany.
It was like, these guys, they're operating on a different level.
It's just, bacon is the meatest of all meats. I mean, what are we talking about here? I remember when I first started dating my first wife, and we were just dating, she was a vegetarian. So she was a vegetarian, and of course, that only lasted a couple of months because she was dating me. And we were in Minnesota visiting her brother. That was the time when we went to the most terrifying place on earth, which is the Mall of America. And so we ordered room service, and I ordered, like, a plate of bacon. You know, like, I got a couple of eggs and a plate of bacon. And I don't know, she got oatmeal or something. Something vegetarian. And so they bring it up. And as soon as I lifted the, what do you call those metal lids that they put over plates? There's a name for them.
A cloche?
Yeah, that's it. So you pull that cloche off the thing, bacon. As soon as you pull the thing of bacon, whoosh, right into the room, and that fantastic bacon smell is filling the room. And my ex-wife goes, all right, just give me a piece of bacon. And so she, wasn't a vegetarian her whole life, obviously in her childhood, but she decided to make that change. So the first meat that she ate when she stopped being a vegetarian was bacon. So she jumped into the deep end, and then she got sick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't just not have meat for years and then eat a bunch of bacon. You can't.
You got to have maybe some boiled chicken first
just
or something.
You want to tip your, put your tiptoe into the water, not dive in.
That'd be like, I'm going to stop being a vegan. I'm going to go over to Gibson's and get myself a porterhouse.
Exactly. What do we got here? Here's Frank on WGN. We'll break for the weather in a second. Thanks for this, by the way. It was a nice little snack. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, White Castle is one of the cleanest, besides being one of the cleanest institutions I've ever seen and been inside the kitchen. The way they do their onions, they're all fully self-contained corporation. They have all their own products that they use and everything. The onions are like reaching into a box of broken glass. They're hard as a rock. You couldn't walk on them. Then they put them so many of them in a bucket up to a level. They're all stainless steel buckets. They're made just for that.
Yeah.
Then they fill up the line with water, and then they cover them, and then they rotate them into the walk-in cooler. And then they soak up all that water. And like you were saying, it's steam grilled.
Right.
And then the water comes from the onions.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I the onions have a very special taste to them. The onions at White Castle don't taste like onions in any other place.
Right, yeah. And absolutely right.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Frank.
One other thing, Nick, that the guitar player, I can't think of his name. I was going to mention Paige and also ask you a question about this guy that worked with Elvis, Jimmy something.
Oh God!
And yeah, I think he worked with the House of the Rising Sun, the Animals.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. All right.
What
okay, Frank. Thanks, man.
Guitar player.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. See you. All right. Well, there you go. There's the test. It's not bad though. I will say that. I mean, the Impossible Slider. It's okay. It's tasty. It's not meat.
If we lost all the meat in the world, we could probably get by.
No.
No?
No. No. I don't even want to think about that. Why would you even put that into my head?
It's just
if we ran out of all the meat in the world. That's a nightmare. What are you, nuts? Man, that's a horror movie right there. No more meat?
In a world.
Oh, with no meat.
And Maz runs the country.
Yeah. Maz runs the country. All right. Well, that was fun. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we got more music stuff to talk about. We got big egos in the music industry and some publicity stunts that just didn't work.